And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 16th of September, 2015. It's the birthday of the blues singer, guitarist B.B. King, born Itabena, Mississippi, 1925. His uncle taught him guitar. He bought an $8 guitar for himself to learn on. He found he could make money playing on street corners, more money than he could make doing farm work, and he found he could make more money playing the blues than singing gospel. So he substituted the words "my baby" instead of "my Lord," and he did pretty well. B.B. King, who said, "I stepped out of Mississippi when I was 10 years old with a suit cut sharp as a razor and a heart made of gold. I had a guitar hanging just about waist high, and I'm going to play this thing until the day I die." He died this past May at the age of 89. It's the birthday of H.A. Ray, born Hamburg, Germany, 1898, married a young artist named Margaret Waldstein. They settled in Paris, and they began writing children's books together. Margaret wrote them, and Hans Ray provided the illustrations. They were in Paris when the Second World War broke out. They'd written a book called Raffi and the Nine Monkeys, about a lonely giraffe opens her home to a family of monkeys. The youngest monkey was named Fifi, and he was always getting into interesting scrapes. And the Rays decided to write a book just about him. They were at work on that book when they heard the Nazis were going to invade Paris, so they got two bicycles and they gathered up their belongings, including the manuscript, and they rode away from Paris. They were both Jews, so there was urgency to this. They crossed Spain, Portugal, made their way to Brazil, and then to the United States, got to New York City, Greenwich Village, and within a week they found a publisher for their book about the monkey. But the publisher thought that Fifi was a strange name for a male monkey, and so they changed his name to George, Curious George. Book came out in 1941. It was on this date in 1620 the Mayflower set sail for America, a 90-foot ship carrying 102 settlers plus the crew. They were headed for the colony of Virginia. They landed on Cape Cod instead. It's the birthday of Henry V, King of England, born on this day, 1387, the first King of England to grow up speaking and writing fluently in English. Previous kings had spoken French or Saxon. And it's the birthday of James J. Hill, born in southern Ontario, 1838, who built his railroad from the Twin Cities of St. Paul, Minneapolis, to Seattle. 1893, it was finished, the Great Northern Railroad. Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry. Look It Over. I leave behind even my walking stick. My knife is in my pocket, but that I have forgot. I bring no car, no cell phone, no computer, no camera, no CD player, no fax, no TV, not even a book. I go into the woods. I sit on a log, provided at no cost. It is the earth I've come to, the earth itself, sadly abused by the stupidity only humans are capable of, but, as ever, itself, free, a bargain, get it while it lasts. A poem by Wendell Berry, Look It Over, from his new collected poems, published by Counterpoint Press, used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.